Yeah, that's good.
Good morning, it's
Greetings,
Gail.
Greetings, and welcome to Declare Victory. I'm your announcer, Timothy Alexander White. It's Saturdays with the Walking Word, Miss Lisa Porter, enlightening you with biblical principles and a style of our own. Get a pen and pad as we are about to embark on a journey. Saturdays are laid back, but we encourage you to join the Love, Life, and Victory conversation right after corporate prayer, biblical life application for victorious living. And remember, you can also submit prayer requests, praise reports on our Declare Victory app or website at declarevictory.org. Just go to your Google Play Store or Apple iTunes to download the app today. We are not a church. We are born-again believers that know miracles happen when we pray. We believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and the operation of the gifts by the power of God. Deliverance is available for you and your loved ones. Be sure to spread the word. We are so glad you could join us. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the sound. You are now in the hands of your host for the day. As I pass the call.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Declare Victory. I'm your host, Dion. Some call me the Radical Midwife. I'm so happy to be here this morning. Thank God for each and every one of you. By chance, do we happen to have any new callers this morning? Going once. Going twice. All righty then. Well, it's all family. Well, good morning, family. Love you guys to pieces this morning. Couple of quick announcements. I'm not sure if anyone is going to the Glamour Shots today, but just a quick reminder, if you have any questions, concerns, today is the last day for the Glamour Shots photo shoot. That's at Abundant Grace Ministries. And once again, it's a excellent opportunity for us to fellowship and just connect with like-minded folks. June 13th, the Declare Victory Barbecue, and that is also posted in the Victory Room. Tickets for adults are $20. For children, it's $10, and there is an invitation on the floor from Lady Cindy to victors. When a woman cries, every tear counts, book release. And we are beyond excited for the birthing of this gift. That is Saturday, May 2nd. But there is a mandate for an RSVP. Simply because everything is accounted for. That's going to be in Alamo, California. The flyer is listed in the Victory Room. And please, ma'am, please, sir, we love the little people, but it's an adults-only event. Refreshments, dancing, and yes, we are yet saved, sanctified, and filled with fire. Great company. And also, the book will be available for purchase at the event. Again, the details for the event, Saturday, May 2nd at 3 p.m. are available. Yeah. And finally, the Prophetic Encounter 2015, that's with Pastor Santos Howard in the city of Fairfield. At 4:30, Prophet Kevin G. Hill will be there. You can also see details for that in the Victory Room. And our prayer request for today, I don't know if it's just me, but I'm not getting an update.
I got them, Dion.
I have prayer request. Oh, you got them? Cool.
Yeah,
can
I got
you share
them.
That for me, D?
Okay, I have four, and I'm going to go back because I didn't hear these, but one second, my phone. Tanya had a prayer for Nakia for battling with the rare flu, and then she's still having ankle issues, so that was in there to continue to lift her up. Trina was praying for Hope White and family and loss of their mom. Brother Larry asking for a speedy recovery for Giovanni Bilboa and for also himself for healing and guidance. And then I had prayer requests. My godson Dylan will be getting married today, Hootie Hoo, and also a good friend of mine, Travis in Oregon. And then a Violetta has been diagnosed with stage 4 stomach cancer. So those are the ones that I have. Did I Yeah, anybody? Did I miss? I think that's it.
Awesome. I think that's it. Okay.
Dion, can I add one real
okay,
quick?
Okay, awesome. Sure.
Bishop Charles Dickerson, the state bishop for Full Gospel Baptist Church, his son, his 21-year-old son, was shot and killed the other day.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I'm sorry, you said Bishop Dickerson? Charles Dickerson. Uh-huh.
Can I add one, Dion?
Amen. Uh-huh, go ahead.
Me, this is Barbara. I've been suffering with a cold since Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Salmo, what's
gotcha.
Going on?
Gotcha.
Okay, Miss B. Got it. All right. With that said, we're going to go ahead and jump into the order of the call for today. Sorry, you guys. It still says Thursday, but we know today is actually Saturday, right? All right. Miss Scripture Reading Kedra is going to open us up with a scripture from the Word of God. After that, we will hear the outstanding voice of the Walking Word herself as she declares victory over our lives. Right after that, you'll hear the dynamic sound of that Friday Night Live host, Miss Dee Dee Felder. And then we'll hear Miss Sabrina Vanna Robertson as she follows up. After that, Pastor Lavelle Jones, if you could jump in and sprinkle us. And finally, Denise Nala Smith will be closing us out. Again, the order of the call this morning, Kedra Scripture, Lisa Declaration, Dee Dee, I'm sorry, opening, Sabrina, follow Dee Dee, Lavelle, follow Sabrina, and finally Dee Dee shut us down this morning. Amen. Just a really quick reminder, please, ma'am, please, sir, don't forget to place your phones on mute, *6, or Precious Standard mute feature, or I'll grab it on this end. And with that said, that'll do it. Let her rip.
Good morning, saints. I just want to go to the Lord in prayer prior to breaking his bread of life. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your holy word. We thank you for the privilege of prayer. Lord God, as I read your word, I ask that it does not fall on deaf ears. These things I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I am coming from the King James Version New Testament, the book of John, chapter 8, verses 31 through 34, and the scripture reads as follows. It's a reminder that the truth shall make us free. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendant and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin, and a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, doing, and understanding of his holy word as I pass the call.
Amen. Thank you, Kedra. The truth shall make you free indeed, without question. It shall make us free. I thank God for the truth. Good morning, everybody. Thank you, Susie, for that amazing greeting. Your voice is just always so cheerful and just really love to hear your sound. And the radical midwife, Dion, thank you for being a gracious host. So I want to, first of all, excuse me, apologize for last Saturday. Was not intentional, but still necessary to apologize because I have a responsibility and a commitment, and I'm very serious about that. So I want to apologize for oversleeping. And as a result, excuse me, of that, this is kind of my declaration, and you'll understand as I go ahead and get into it. I want to throw out a disclaimer. A lot of the conversation that was talked about a little bit last night, Friday Night Live. Thank you, Dee Dee. It's a little bit in here and just a little bit covered. So my title is Wake Up. I'm going to try to not yell that in your ear, but I'm going to say it a few times. Let me take you back to my last Saturday morning at 6:39 a.m. Oh, shoot! I woke up seeing the lights shining through my bedroom window, jumping out of bed like the house was on fire, looking at the clock, checking the alarm 3, 4, 5 times, trying to figure out why didn't it go off. thinking, I know I said it. What in the world? What happened? What time is it? What day is it? Where am I supposed to be? Oh, man, I can't believe this. I overslept. What did I miss? Oh, my God, I missed doing the declaration. You got to be kidding me, Lisa. Has anybody besides Dion and me felt this way? She mentioned it earlier. What happens? It was reason why all this was going on was this month has been super busy for me, excuse me. I knew it was going to be even before it started, and I wasn't dreading it. I was excited about it, but there was a lot of things that were on my calendar and that were coming up. Major responsibilities and commitments, from having a major accreditation survey on my job to serving on a grand jury trial to ministering one of the last seven statements of Christ on Good Friday. In addition to preparing to share with you all on Saturdays, I had an amazing opportunity to preach at Wings of Healing Community Church on last Sunday morning. So much going on. Needless to say, I was trying to finish up the message and pull out a portion for Victorville, thanks Dee Dee, and share. And then I looked up and it was like 2:30 early Saturday morning. Deanna did not mention it. Yes, I did have somebody there, and yes, I do have a DVD. So maybe I'll share that next Saturday. God really confirmed some things for me, and I'm just so grateful to him for doing that. My message title was Serving God Will Cost You Everything. And in that instance, it cost me some sleep trying to just get stuff together. And I should have stayed up since it was 2:30 in the morning. I should have just stayed awake. But that's my thinking. After missing out on that responsibility, but in actuality, maybe I should have gone to sleep way before 2:30 in the morning because stuff was ready. It was just me. Sleeping is a recurring state of animals characterized by altered consciousness, relatively inhibited sensory activities, inhibitions of nearly all voluntary muscles, and reduced interaction with our surroundings. Sleep is so important to the proper functioning of our body. It's absolutely necessary for a clean mind and a rested body to be able to function the way optimally, the way God designed it. It's important to our physical, emotional, and mental health. It is necessary like food and water are to sustain us. Most people are sleep deprived. Our bodies require about 6 to 8 hours of sleep, and many people function on a lot less. But are you really functioning to the maximum level? Uninterrupted sleep, 6 to 8 hours, so that our bodies can go through what's called a refractory or a rebuilding or a restoring process, like going to a repair shop or to get refreshed or be reconstructed. Yes, the repair of our bodies. Without it, we can't focus, we can't concentrate, we're short with people, we're impatient, we're tired, we're irritable, we're grouchy, we're moody, and downright mean. Like when you're hungry, you know that commercial, you need a Snickers? I have a really close friend who, she's a sister to me, whose body literally begins to shut down at like 9 p.m. It's like clockwork without fail. You can be in the middle of a conversation with her and her eyes start getting heavy and her ability to hold a coherent conversation diminishes. And as the clock continues to get later and later, her head starts to nod and eventually she'll excuse herself or she'll just fall asleep. It's so funny. Anybody that knows her knows what to expect around 9 o'clock. And the only way she can stay up past 9 o'clock, I kid you not, is if she takes a nap during the day. Wonderful things happen when we sleep. We dream, Joel 2:28, and it shall come to pass afterwards, and I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Aren't we living in the last days? Who's prophesying? Who's dreaming? And who's seeing visions of the things to come to warn the church? Where are our miracles? Where are our signs? Where are the wonders going on? God will reveal things to us in our dreams. If you are a dreamer, you are in good company. Remember Joseph? Many of us don't remember our dreams, but we do all have dreams. And some of us have night terrors due to the horror movies we watch late at night or because we're eating really late at night or it's something that we ate that doesn't agree with us. Sometimes God will wake us up in the middle of the night to cause us to commune with him, to intercede on someone else's behalf, to drop revelation in our spirit. Yes, me too, Dee Dee. You remember Samuel when he was a young boy living with Eli the priest. While he was sleeping, he heard someone calling his name and thought it was Eli, 1 Samuel 3:8. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, "Go, lie down, and it shall be, if he calls thee, that thou shalt say, 'Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth.'" Is that our confession? "Speak, Lord, your servant hears you." It's a good idea to keep paper and pencil by the bed sometimes. I think we might have mentioned this a while ago on the call, so that you can write down things that God starts to give you, that he starts to reveal to you, because by the time you go back to sleep and wake up in the morning, we often forget. Make sure whatever revelation or word that we hear passes through what I call a truth test. 1 John 4:1 says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." In order to be fooled by the false counterfeits, you must know that there is some truth to the deception. Otherwise, people wouldn't be fooled. But to detect a fake, you must be well acquainted and familiar with the real thing. Does it line up with the Word of God? That's our truth test. That's our standard. The Word speaks about sleep in a positive way when it comes to the natural man. It represents the ability to have peace in the Lord, trusting that he is working things out on our behalf. You remember Peter while he was in prison with the promise of death facing him in the morning. In the midst of his midnight situation, he was able to sleep knowing his life was in God's hands. Psalms 3:5-6 says, "Lay down and sleep. I awoke, for the Lord sustains me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me round about." And Jesus, when he was on the boat with his disciples and the storm arose, Jesus was at the bottom of the ship asleep. He knew that it was not his appointed time to die, and that it would not be on a ship but on a cross. Psalms 4:8, "In peace I will both lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me to dwell in safety." To all my worriers, I didn't say warriors, I said worriers, go to sleep. Jesus is on board. And one of my favorites, Proverbs 3:24, "When you lie down, you will not be afraid. Yes, you will lie down and your sleep will be sweet." You guys, I've had some sweet sleep. There's nothing like getting a restful, peaceful night of sweet sleep. Countless numbers of people have died in their sleep. Monday morning, heart attacks is the most common cause of death. My coworker's brother-in-law went to sleep Thursday night, Thursday before last, and his wife heard him wake up around 4 o'clock in the morning to greet the dog who was lying in bed with them, and he rubbed the dog, said something to the dog, and went back to sleep. And then 2 hours later, at about 6 a.m., he failed to respond to the resounding, unrelenting alarm that was going off. And she motioned to him to turn it off, and he didn't respond, and she got up, she turned on the light, and realized that he had died in the past 2 hours. He was only 52 years old. Sleep for the natural man is necessary, but sleep for the spiritual man can be devastating. A sleeping spiritual man can be a dead man walking. Did a declaration about that before. Oblivious to what's going on in the spiritual realm. Oblivious, unaware. Not even seeing it. There's more going on that meets the natural eye. It's time for people, the people of God, particularly, to wake up, for our spiritual eyes to be open. We have been lulled to sleep with the cares and distractions of this world, desensitized to the influences of evil happening all around us. Simply stating, "That's a shame. Oh, it's too bad that happened. Oh, somebody should do something." In the midst of our most crucial moments in time, when Jesus was on his way to the cross, his inner circle of disciples. Were not aware of the gravity of what was about to take place. While he was in the garden praying so hard that his sweat was like drops of blood, Jesus returned unto them and found them physically and spiritually asleep. He needed them to watch and pray for the difficult task he had to face. We know it was difficult because he asked God the Father to let that bitter cup pass from him. "Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." It's obvious that it was a matter that was dear to him, that was crucial, that was something that mattered. And they had fallen asleep. Jesus asked them, could you men not keep watch for me 1 hour? The disciples then said to him, Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will recover. I think they were talking about a spiritual, actually a physical death. God is being the resurrection and the life, knowing that when those of us who believe and are saved, when we go to sleep, we are only sleeping. When we die, we are only sleeping. That was just something I threw in there. That's not part of the message, but it just came to me. So we don't have to fear dying. We don't have to fear going to sleep. We need to take rest. Now, Jesus had spoken of his death, but they thought he was speaking of a literal sleep. It's amazing when Jesus is talking about spiritual things, oftentimes his disciples didn't catch or understand what was going on, and they had the word, the living word, Jesus himself, right there with him. And oftentimes he had to rebuke or correct them for not being able to see or not being able to believe or not being able to understand what he was saying to them. John 9:4 says, we must work the work of him who sent me as long as it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. There is work for us to do, and we can't do it asleep. Proverbs 6:9 says, how long will you sleep, O sluggard? When will thou arise out of thy sleep? We were asleep, and we let them take prayer out of the schools. We were asleep, and we allowed the enemy to creep in unaware, not even realizing he was there, sleeping next to us like sleeping with the enemy. It's time to awake, you sleeping giant. Isoroku Yamamoto, sleeping giant, quote, is a saying attributed to Japanese admiral regarding the 1941 attack on Pearl Harbor by forces of Imperial Japan. The quote is portrayed at the very end of a 1970 film, Tora, 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 as, I fear all we have done is to awaken a sleeping giant and filled him with a terrible resolve. He was right. You remember World War II as a result of that. Many lives were lost, though, because we were caught off guard, off our post, caught sleeping. Falling asleep at a crucial moment can be detrimental. Have you ever fallen asleep while you were driving a car? What about while you were at work or maybe sitting in a class? How about at the movie theater or maybe even at church? Are you sleeping now on this call, dozing off? Wake up! At this very moment, somebody is spiritually asleep with their eyes wide open. Wake up. Your life is falling apart. Wake up. Your relationships are crumbling right before your eyes. Wake up. Your spouse is about to walk out. Wake up. A child you know is being molested. Wake up. You are headed in the opposite direction of your destiny. Wake up. You're about to make the biggest mistake of your life. You're going to lose everything. Wake up. You're killing yourself. Wake up. Your loved ones are going to hell right in front of you. Wake up. Our babies are dying in the streets like dogs. Wake up. It's a trap. The devil is trying to take us out. Wake up. Our street corners are being hijacked by owners who don't pay taxes. Wake up. Our true homeland security is threatened. Wake up. You've been drafted. No longer can you be a draft dodger. Wake up. No more unconscious, unaware objectors. We can't turn a blind eye. Wake up. Jesus is coming back. The word warns us that the Son of Man, Jesus, will appear in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. So quick, the natural, fleshly, unregenerated, or unsaved eye will not be able to rejoice when they see him coming. We must wake up with a terrible resolve to fight for the kingdom of God, for righteousness' sake. A simple but costly, yes, Lord, will do. When he returns, we don't want to be found spiritually asleep with no oil in our lamps. How long will we sleep? 1 Kings 19:5, he lay down and slept under a juniper tree, and behold, there was an angel touching him, and he said to him, arise, eat. Elijah was weary, his physical and mental state affected by his ability to, it affected his ability to trust and to see God at work in the midst of his desolate situation. He needed rest for his soul. We've been sleeping long enough. We've been on this call. We're being equipped. God is using us mightily. Now that we are awake, rested, restored, past the time of refreshing and ready, it's time to stir up, wake up those gifts that lie inside of us and operate therein. Position ourselves on the wall and be ready. The revolution, it will not be televised. In fact, most of it will not be seen with the naked eye. We must exercise, practice seeing with spiritual vision so that at the necessary time we will be able to see clearly, praying that God would open up our eyes of understanding. We can't afford to miss the enemy by being distracted or asleep. We have to wake up. The good news is that we don't have to worry because we're not on watch by ourselves. Psalms 121, 3 and 4, He will not allow your foot to slip. He who keeps you will not slumber, nor will he sleep. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. You may be thinking, is she talking to me? The great I Am says, yes, I am talking to you, calling you out by name to come up higher, to continue to prepare yourself. We're not alone, for his word declares that he will never leave us nor forsake us. We realize that we can't do anything for his kingdom on our own strength. We absolutely need the power of the Holy Spirit. Yesterday, Marcus talked about us having power, and Dion once spoke about our greatness. And we can't forget that it's the Holy Spirit of God that's living on the inside of us, God himself, the one who never slumbers nor sleeps, that's living on the inside of us to will and do of his good pleasure, that his plan would be completed and fulfilled. For the word declares, 1 John 1 and 4, greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. If he is greater in you, then that makes you great in and through him. There is power on the inside of you for you to wake yourself up, to stir up those things inside of you, to stay awake, to be a watchman or a worker on the wall, shoring up the breaches, standing in the gap, fighting the good fight of faith. Remembering is not about flesh and blood. It's not the weapons that we're using that are carnal, that we can touch, that we can hold on to. We declare that we are not weary. We're not sleepy, we're not tired. We are awake and ready. So if you feel like you've been sleeping, that's okay. It's time to wake up. If you feel like you've been awake, be encouraged. Keep fighting the good fight of faith. Stay on the wall. He is on his way back. I pray that I said something that helped you to wake up or remind you to stay awake. I love you as I pass the call off to Dee Dee.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Thank you for such a sweet rest last night. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way in us this morning, God. We thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you, Sister Lisa, for that amazing declaration, reminding us that we are to wake up, that we also need our sleep. For it's important to get our sleep physically and spiritually, at least 6 to 8 hours, but just to make sure we are not like dead men walking and spiritually asleep. So I thank my beautiful sister for that amazing declaration. Lord, we thank you that as we slept, no hurt, harm, or danger came our way. Thank you for being our banner, Jehovah Nisi. Father, there are so many foes ready to attack. The enemy's ammunition is endless, coming from every direction, but we are thoroughly protected by your shield. Thank you for surrounding us, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for giving us peace, for being Jehovah Shalom. Thank you for giving us a sound mind, for being mindful of us. We bless your name this morning, for guiding us with enduring trust in your unfailing love. Thank you. You are our shelter. You, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, not even those we may have formed against ourselves. We just keep our trust in you, Lord. You lift up our heads as we are encouraged in you today, and our hope is secured in you. For those standing in need of prayer, we just bless every single person on this line. I thank you for Susie, for her greeting, her sound. I thank you for that awesome host, Dion, for just always being the hostess with the mostest, and for Kedra, for reminding us that we are free. Hallelujah. We can walk in our freedom. We thank you for that. I pray for Sabrina Vanna White that will follow me, and for Pastor Lavelle, and for Nisi Nala. She'll close us out. This morning I'm covering Tanya. She's asking for continued prayer for Nakia. Nakia's been battling rare flu, and she's still having ankle issues, and she's not yet
in a castle. Let's continue to bless our sister, and I know I miss her sound on Wednesday, so bless her and the babies, God. And for Tarina is asking for prayer for Hope White and the family and loss of their mother. Bless that family. Give them your peace and just love on them through this difficult time. For our brother Larry, he's asking for a speedy healing recovery for Giovanni Balboa. I hope I'm saying that right. And also for healing and guidance for himself. And God, today we celebrate a beautiful union for my godson Dylan and Marnique as they wed, and I'm so excited. And also for Travis Hinman in Oregon, he's also going to please you, God. So we lift up marriages, and we're excited. And also cover Brother Lonnie Smith as he's going to officiate the Hanukkah wedding today in Pleasanton. So we thank you. I'm asking for prayer for Bishop Charles Dickerson and loss of his son, and just lift him up and cover him, God, and the entire family. For Sister Violetta, who was diagnosed with stage 4 stomach cancer, but we also know that we trust in you to be Jehovah Rapha for her. And touch Barbara this morning. She's been fighting cold symptoms most of the week, God. We know that. We trust you to be our healer. I lift up every church, every pastor, you know, every single pastor affiliated with this line, God. Bless them and the preachers, the leaders, the teachers of your word. Bless our praise and worship teams, God, our greeters, our ushers, the church announcers, even those that work with our children, for they are our future. So bless them. Bless the entire body. I just come before you in prayer for faith and believing, because, God, your word says you desire all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. So I bring all those that don't know you before you today, God. Let them see a light in us that they will ask, what must they do to be saved, God? I just thank you that you will send forth the perfect laborers to share the good news of the gospel, God. I ask that they all be saved and let our light shine. I thank you. I bless your name as I pass the call on to Sabrina. Amen, and thank God.
Amen. Dear God, we thank you. God, we continue to thank you in advance for mercy and grace. God, we continue to thank you, God, for even loving us enough to send a gentle reminder that it's time to wake up and be about our Father's business. God, we thank you for the honor and the privilege to be workers in the vineyard, God. We thank you, God, for just the calling that you placed on our lives, God, and the desire for us to answer and say, yes, Lord, here am I. Send me, God. We pray for everyone who has answered the call on this morning, God. We pray for every ambassador. We pray for every missionary, every apostle, God. We pray for everyone, God, on every level that has said yes to the call, God, that has given their lives as a living sacrifice, God, to minister your word to the people, God. We ask that you would bless right now in the name of Jesus, God. Strengthen those who are weak. Lift up those with bowed down heads, God. We ask that you would encourage every discouraged heart. In the name of Jesus, God, we realize that work of ministry is not easy, God, but we ask that you would encourage those to run on, God, and see what the end's going to bring. God, on today, it's on my heart to pray for daycare providers, God, those that have been entrusted with the care of children, God, whose parents are working, God, during the day. I ask that you would bless, God, that you would impart into those as they cherish and watch over people's children. God, I pray for the protection and the safety of those children, God, that no hurt, harm, or danger would come to them, God. And those that are being mistreated, God, I pray that you would bring that to light, God. I pray for the abusers, God, that are mistreating children, God, in any way, physical, sexual, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would convict their hearts and their spirits, God, and that you would bring that situation to light. God, I pray for the children on today. God, it's oftentimes said, what about the children? God, we lift those children up to you on today, God, knowing that you are their protector. You are their shield. God, I ask that you would place ministering angels all around them, God. Touch their minds, their bodies, and their souls. God, let them know that there is someone who will hear them crying out and that they can ask for help on today, God. I pray for those that are lacking in resources on today, God, those that are wondering how ends are going to meet, those that have already run out of money and food, God, and the month is still early. I pray, God, that you would be a provider, not just of the physical need, God, but of the mental and the emotional and the spiritual need, God. I pray that they will come to know you, God, in the midst of their struggle. I pray right now, God, that those that are in need of shelter,
permanent, stabilized shelter, God. We'll come to know you, God, as a roof, God, as a dwelling place provider. God, I pray, God, that those that are in need of healing on today, God, we lift up Sister Violetta again to you, God, with stomach cancer, lifting her up, knowing that you are the author and the finisher of her faith, God, knowing that you made her and you know all about her. God, I pray for the medical team that's been dispatched over her, God, and we pray right now. We claim healing, God. We pray that that sickness will not be unto death, but that it will be unto a testimony of your glory and your honor, because you are able and you are yet in the miracle working business, God. You are yet alive and you are well, God, and you are still working miracles. So we thank you for her own today. We thank you that she was chosen, God, to bear this particular cross, and we ask that you would give her strength. God, I pray for her hope and her determination. I pray that she will be encouraged and not discouraged, and that she will not give up on today. God, I pray for all of those that are in the hospital. God, I pray for the medical staff that's at Doctor's Hospital. God, they fought a good fight. God, the community has fought a good fight, and it appears that the hospital is going to close. I pray, God, for the community right now that's dependent upon that place, God. I pray that you would send, God, what's needed to sustain the community, a community that is impoverished, God, a community that is already low on resources. God, I pray right now that you would meet the needs of the community, God, and that you would send help, God. In this last day, God, I ask that you would send help, God. I ask that you would send a compassionate, God, heart for those that don't have one today, God. We lift up every pastor, God, in the name of Jesus, that's preparing for service on tomorrow, God. I pray for a consecrated heart. I pray for a consecrated life, God. I pray right now, God, that you would send word, God, even if what they prepared to preach is not what you would have them say on tomorrow. God, I pray that you would turn their hearts and their ear to you, that they may be inclined to hear what thus saith the Lord, God, so that souls may be affected, souls may be saved, souls may be delivered, lives may be brought to you on today. God, I pray for character and integrity. That's what the church needs on today, God. So many times the church is starting to look like the world, God. The members are starting to look like the lay people, God, and there's no difference between the world and the church, God. But I pray right now that there will be a difference between clean and unclean, holy and unholy, God. In the name of Jesus, and that difference will start today. Wake us up, God, before it's everlasting too late. In the name of Jesus, I pray for every missionary, for every deacon, for every deaconess, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for every usher, every greeter, anybody that will come in contact with your people today, on tomorrow, God, I pray that you would send the people in, God. Send them in. I pray for every children's church worker. In the name of Jesus, I pray that everyone will get a good night's sleep on tonight so that we will be rested and ready to receive your people on tomorrow. God, we pray in advance, God, for every heart. We pray in advance that you would touch every heart, that they will be ready to receive your word, God. In the name of Jesus, as I get ready to pass the call, we thank you for what you've done. We thank you for what you're doing. And we thank you for what you're going to do, God, because we know that it is already well. Amen. And I pass the call.
Our God and our Father, we come again as humble as we know how. God, thanking and praising you because you're God. Besides you, there is no other. God, we dare not go any further without acknowledging the blood and the work at Calvary, God, that while we were yet in sin, you committed your love toward us and died on the cross. Not only did you die, you were buried, but bright early Sunday morning, God, you were robed with all power in the palm of your hand. And God, thank you. We thank you for just loving us in spite of us. God, we thank you for just living through us, God. God, I say a special prayer today, God, for those who are overseas, God, who are battling the endurance of freedom for our country, God. God, I pray for every soldier, God, that is on the battlefield, God. God, that is fighting in Iraq and fighting ISIS, God. God, I pray for our government, our intelligence agencies, God, that's trying to keep us safe in the homeland, God. I pray for our commander-in-chief, God, in the earthly realm, God. President Obama, I pray for his family right now, God. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that wherever he may be right now, God, that you would touch him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, God. God, for these next year and a half, God, I pray that you would allow him to lead us, God. God, as we go to and fro, God, I pray for all of our government, God, our mayors, God, and all of the cities, God. God, I pray, God, for all of our police officers, God, God, that have to stand on the wall, God. God, I know they're not all out there shooting our African-American children, God, but there's some that are good, God, and who are just and who are righteous, God. And I pray, God, that you would lead them, God, that you would keep them, God, that you would put a hedge of protection around them, God. God, I pray in the name of Jesus for our cities, God. God, I pray for Richmond. I pray for Oakland, God. God, I pray for Vallejo. I pray for Stockton, God. God, I pray for Chicago, God. God, where all our victors are, God, I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would just touch right now, God. God, there are young people who are walking the streets contrary with no God on their side, God. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would turn them around before it's everlasting too late, God. God, I would be remiss, God, if I didn't say a special prayer for my friend Bishop Charles Dickerson, God. God, I've stood in his shoes, God. God, I don't know how he's feeling right now, God, but I pray in the name of Jesus that you would touch that family right now, God. God, that you would put a hedge of protection around that family, teaching them that earth have no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal. God, I pray that you would hold him in the cradle, in the hollow of your hand right now, God. God, touch his mind, touch his children who are dealing with the loss of their sibling, God. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would just touch them right now. God, I pray all over the land, all over the country, God. God, I pray that you would touch everywhere your people are hurting, God. God, I pray for every preacher, every pastor that's got to stand in John's shoes on tomorrow, God. God, I pray, God, that you would hide them behind the cross, that no flesh may glory in your sight, God. I pray that you would give them a word from on high, God, that someone might come running to the altar. I yield, can't hold out any longer. What must I do to be saved, God? And, God, I pray that you would touch our families, God. God, I pray that you would move, God. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would move from heart to heart and you would move from breast to breast right now, God. God, all over the country where sickness is going on, God. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would begin healing right now, God, realizing that all sickness is not unto death, God. God, I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would fill us, God. God, that you would set us apart, God, set us on holy fire, God. Satan, the Lord of Jesus, rebuke you right now. Satan, the blood come against you right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, take your hands off of his people, God. God, I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would fill your people, God, that you would set us, God. You would set us on holy fire right now, God. God, thank you for reminding us, God, that we're asleep, God, and we need to wake up, God. I pray that you would touch Sister Porter right now, God. God, continue to refresh her, God. God, I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that we can wake up, God, and do your will, God. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would just touch us, God. God, you said you was going to give your son a name above all names, that at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess, God. And God, we know we've got to bow down at that name of Jesus, God. God, I pray that you would just touch us right now. God, we love you today. We lift you today, God. God, I pray that you would just touch. And God, we will be so ever careful to give your name the praise. In the name of Jesus, we pray as our pastor called an hour. Amen.
Hallelujah. So God, we bless you. We glorify you. We magnify you, Lord God. We lift you high on today, Lord God. God, we lift you higher than any situation and any circumstance on today. God, we love you with an everlasting love, God. We love you with a deep love on today, Lord God. We love you, Father God, because you first loved us. God, thank you for your agape kind of love towards us on today, Lord God. God, we honor you, Lord God. We esteem you, Lord God. God, you are a great God. You are a marvelous God. You are a magnificent God. God, you do great and mighty things, Lord God. God, we bless your name on today, Lord God. God, you are our Father. You are our Daddy. You are our overseer, Lord God. You are our Master. God, you are our provider, Lord God. You are our peace. You are our joy. You are our hope, Lord God. God, there is none greater than you, Lord God, in all the earth, Lord God. God, we look high and we look low, Lord God, but there's none greater than you, Lord Jesus. God, we thank you that mighty are the hands of your work, Lord God. We bless you on today. God, we bless you from the rising of the sun into the going down of the same, God.
Your name shall remain the same. God, we bless you on today. God, we thank you, Lord God, that you woke us up with your finger of love on today, Lord God, that you called us to arise in our spirit, Lord God, and that you didn't allow our last night's laying down to be our last night getting up. God, we bless you for that, God, because somebody didn't wake up on today, God, but you saw fit to wake us up. And God, we bless you for that. We honor you for that, God, for this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. God, I magnify you today. God, my soul shall magnify you on today, God, because there is none greater than you, God. So, God, we love you on today. God, you've heard the prayer request, God, and we already know that you've already sent forth your angels on today, Lord God. So, God, we ask, God, that even now as we begin to come together as one unit, Father God, to make a sound for you, God, that you would be glorified in this place, Lord God, that as we would
Jesus.
That as we decrease, Father God, that you would increase in us, Lord God. God, give us the words to say to edify you on today, Lord God. God, for there is none greater than you, Lord God. God, you are great and mighty is your work, Lord God. God, we love you. We honor you, God. We bless your name, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. We will bless you. We will bless you with our sound on today, Lord God. Let our sound rejoice and fill the room, Lord God. We glorify you. We magnify your name, Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. God, we thank you that our steps are ordered of the Lord, Lord God. Bless you, Lord God, for ordering our steps on today, God. We glorify you. We magnify your name, Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the great I am, Lord God. We bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. We bless you, Jesus. I love you, Lord God. I trust you, God. We need you. We need you, God, like never before, Lord Jesus. Show up in a great and mighty way, God. God, our babies need you to show yourself strong and mighty in their lives, Lord God. Show yourself to them, Lord God, so they'll know, God, that you are a true and living God. God, open doors that no man can close, Lord God, and shut doors, God, that no man can open, God. God, will be forever grateful to give your name the praise, oh God. God, will be forever grateful to give your name the glory, God, and the honor, Lord God, because you are due it in the name of Jesus. Glory and honor belongs to you, Lord God. Glory and honor belongs to you, God. There's none greater than you, Lord God. God, there's none greater than you, God. There's none worthier than you, Lord Jesus. You are a worthy God. You are a holy God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you. We
trust you, God. None greater, Jesus. None mightier, Lord God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to you.
Hallelujah.
We bless you.
We bless you. We honor you.
Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Father.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Bless your name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, Lord Jesus.
Sound the alarm, Jesus. Let the trumpet blow on the inside, God.
We love you.
God, we bless you.
We love you.
With the fruit of our lips, God, we give your name praise, God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. God, if you don't do another thing, God, you've already done enough. Hallelujah, God. If we had 10,000 tongues, God, we could bless your name enough, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for
writing
the
book.
Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Praise
you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We glorify you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord
Jesus. For no weapon is one that gives us. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord God. We call call out their names, oh God. We call out their names, oh God. Hallelujah. We lift them up to you, oh God. Hallelujah. And we thank you, oh God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus. Jesus.
Hide us, God. Place us in the dark room, Lord God. Place us, God, in the dark room, Lord God, so you can begin to process us.
Yes. Glory to your name.
So that we come to full color, God. So that, God, we are no longer black and white, God, but that we are full color, Jesus.
Help us, Lord God.
Without spot, God, without blemish.
Keep us, Lord God.
That our finished product is worthy to be seen in the earth realm, Lord God. God, finish us, God. Finish
us,
God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Finish us, God. God, if we've come out too light, reprocess us again, oh God. God, if we've come out too dark, reprocess us, God.
Yes.
God, if our hues are off, God, reprocess us.
Glory to your name. Glory to your name.
Put us back in the development stage, God. God, we love you on today, God. We love you on today. We love you on today. We love you, Jesus.
We love you,
Jesus. We love you, God. We love you, Jesus. Oh, God, we love you, Jesus. We love you, God. We love you, Jesus. Yes. God, our prayer today is that you would wake us up, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Speak to us, Lord Jesus.
That you would wake us up, God. Wake us up from our slothfulness, God. Wake us up for our stupidity, Lord God. Wake us up from our pride, Lord God. Wake us up, God, before it's too late.
Yes, Lord. Glory to your name. Glory to your name.
Wake us up, God. Wake us up, God. God, our families are dying, God. Our babies are dying, God. Wake us up, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
God, our marriages are suffering, God. Wake us up, God.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
We ourselves are dying. Wake us up, God.
Yes, Lord.
No longer can we hit the snooze, but God, wake us up. God, we promise, I promise, God, to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor, Lord God. And to walk out every assignment that you've told us to walk out, God. God, and we'll be so careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. God, we love you. As I turn the call over, in Jesus' name I pray. Thank God and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen again. Bless God, bless God, bless God.
And bless.
Amen. Oh, God, we thank you. We just thank God for who he is and what he's done in our lives, and yet the expectation of what he shall do. For greater things are coming. We just have to position ourselves properly and wake up so that we don't miss it. Amen.
Amen. As we move into our love, life, and victory portion of the call, we want to greet anybody that didn't have an opportunity to say good morning. But before we do that, at the end of my declaration, got to make a correction while we're still being recorded. The scripture of greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world is 1 John 4:4, not 1 and 4. 1 John 4:4, the latter part of that verse, is greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. And it's funny because we say that every third Saturday. I'll be saying it all day today as we go out witnessing. But, yeah, that just typo, whatever, amen, into my head, not to to God by any means. Okay, anybody on the call that didn't get a chance to say good morning?
Good morning, pretty Patrice.
Morning.
Good morning, this is Sister Tracy.
Good morning, Sister Tracy.
Good morning, Tiffany.
Good morning, Sister Sylvia.
Good morning, Sister Sylvia. Is this your first time calling, Sister Sylvia?
On a Saturday it is, but no.
Oh, amen. Well, good morning and welcome. Someone else was saying good morning, didn't hear.
Good morning, Ravonda.
Hey, Ravonda, good morning.
Hey, Lisa.
Good morning, everyone. It's pretty Patrice. I don't know if you guys heard me.
Good morning, baby doll.
Your husband heard you. We heard you, pretty Patrice.
Okay.
Good morning, it's good morning. Denise.
Good morning, Denise.
Good morning, Denise.
Good morning, it's Cindy.
Good morning, Cindy. And was that Erica?
Tisha.
Oh, good morning.
Bernice.
Good morning, Bernice.
Good morning, Bernice.
Good morning.
Good morning, this is Valuable Valispita.
Good morning, Valispita.
Good morning, Prayer Warriors. It's Gail.
Good morning, Renee. Good morning, Cousin. Good morning, Renee.
Good morning, Lisa.
Who was that? Amen. Anybody else want to say good morning? Were there any first callers that called in today for the first time and to declare victory, our Victorville? Amen. Well, welcome to you all. Anyone else? Anyone else before we get started? Anyone have anything to say? Anyone, anything that was burning that you missed your opportunity early this morning?
Please.
Yes.
This is Macy. I actually do. When Dion made the reminder about the barbecue, the Declare Victory barbecue, I've only seen one person purchase a ticket, and it's important that if you're planning to attend, that you make the proper preparation and arrangements to do so. We cannot plan at the last minute as the men are still purchasing the meat, and we need to have numbers in advance. So if you're planning to attend, please don't wait for the last minute. We come against the spirit of last minute.
Procrastination.
Amen. Thank you, guys.
Amen. I thought I heard you trying to speak up earlier. Was that you trying to jump in?
It was. Thank you.
Amen. Anyone else, anything that needs to be brought up or addressed or... we want to remind you that we understand that people call in and you can jump in late and you're more than free to do that. But please, when you come in, please mute your phone because there was a lot of noise and a lot of hindrances. And we want the line to be clear when someone may want to call back for the playback if they missed the call so that there aren't any further hindrances and distractions. We know it's just a trick of the enemy trying to distract and detour and get us off, you know, catch us off guard or whatever. And keep us from getting what God would have for us. So just be mindful when you come in or if you change lines or whatever happens when you come back on. And I'm reminding myself because it happens to me too. But just check your phone periodically to make sure you're not off mute while you're going about doing what you're doing. All right, so wake up. Was there anything said, shared with the declaration that
gave anybody a moment to say, okay, I see that, or anything. Would anybody like to make a comment before we ask some questions?
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, this is Cheryl from Mississippi. My mind reflected on a long time ago. I was in a revival and at the church, and I left late, real, real late, and I had to drive all the way to Hercules. And I had all three of my kids in the back seat, and I was falling asleep on the freeway, but the, you know, how the little things in the, on the highway will wake you up as you drive. Okay, that woke me up. So by the time I got to Hercules and I was on my way up Lilac Circle, it's a hill that I come up. And when as I was going up the hill, I must have fell back to sleep. But God woke me up just in time before I hit a parked car. It was a parked car. And I looked back in the back seat, and all three of my kids was in the back and they were asleep. And I just started praising God, because if God wouldn't have woke me up, it could have been a disaster. And I just thank God for that, you know. But I went through that revival, and God had just blessed me.
Amen. God has a way of waking us up and getting our attention. I see that in the natural and also in the spiritual. Just for this call, somebody needs to be reminded to wake up. There's some stuff going on around you in your life that you're kind of lulled to, desensitized to, and not seeing it happen. And God is saying right now, wake up, pay attention, don't miss it. It's crucial. This is a moment right now that's really crucial. Don't miss it. He said, wake up. So thank you for sharing that. Even in the physical, you know, that flesh, it gets tired when we don't have our proper rest. And sometimes we just got conditions. And sometimes, you know, it's just you get ready. When you fall asleep, it's like you can roll down the windows. You can, you know, turn on your air. You can turn up the music. You can do whatever you want to. That body has a way of just nodding off. And it'll scare you into sometimes overcorrecting. There are many people that have lost their lives. And truth be told, I read a statistic one time that a lot of accidents occur within 6 blocks from their home. Imagine that. Thank you, Mrs., for sharing that. And then being able to look back and praise God and say, wow, what could have happened? We can praise God for danger seen and unseen, how he keeps us from those things that could have happened. A lot of stuff we don't even see with our natural eye, but in the spirit we could see how that was a setup to take us out and get us off track. But God. So thank God for that. Amen. Anybody else? Has anybody else fallen asleep and it scared you? Like being scared straight in a crucial moment? Can anybody identify with that?
Good morning, Lisa.
Okay, a couple of people. Can I have your names and we can have you both speak?
Okay, this is Catherine.
Hey, Catherine. And then who was that after you?
Patrice.
Go ahead, Catherine.
Hi, good morning. I was just sharing just a couple weeks ago the same thing happened to me. I drive for Uber, and I remember I was driving like 7 days a week, 10 hours a day, and I remember the Lord telling me to pull back from working all those hours, pull back from it. And so I started working like 3 days, and one day I went out on a day that I generally don't go out because I only worked these three particular days, and I dozed off 3 times, and I said, forgive me. I just kept saying it because I knew I shouldn't have been out there. I just knew it, and I said, well, I'm going to just give it about 15 minutes. Then a sister called me to invite me out for lunch, and I said, you know, I didn't even answer the call because she and I had talked earlier, and I didn't even answer the call. And, I mean, just a few minutes after that, I was in Alameda, and I dozed off and just hit a curve by the grace of God. But it was so many other things that I could have run into. It was, you know, people out there, but just hit a curve and woke up and had a flat tire. That's all that happened. But it was just a warning to me. And I, you know, I knew it was a warning. And I thank God for his grace and his mercy. And I also, even in my walk with the Lord, there's times when I have
kind of step back from doing what I know God has called me to, because I don't understand everything. And some things that God is telling me to share or say, I'm pulling back from saying those things. Because it's like, again, it's all about, sometimes you feel like, you know, people are not going to receive you, or people don't want to hear that or whatever. But, you know, I feel like I'm sleeping in that sense, where I know that God is calling me to as like you said, some people have given things from God, and it's a warning to the body of Christ. But then if you come and say things that people don't want to hear, it ain't what people is not talking about pushing you forward or nothing like that, then it's like you get this, you know, this pushing away. So you kind of step back. But anyways, I feel like that's a form of sleeping, you know. And I feel that God is telling me to wake up in that area, too. So thank you for allowing me to share. I do appreciate your declaration this morning. And, you know, I'm stepping out of a place of being quiet and saying, God, you know, out of that sleeping place and saying, Lord, I'm just stepping out, even though I don't know what I'm doing. I don't even know what I'm saying, and I don't know how it sounds, but I have to be obedient and move out and do what God called me to do. But thank you again, everybody. Good morning.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Catherine. It's amazing how we want to hear smooth things, and there's a scripture in the Old Testament that talks to the people saying, well, preach to us and tell us smooth things, and the prophets of those times that were false prophets, and that's why I had to throw that piece in there. They were going around preaching peace and peace, and God was like, I have not sent you, because you're preaching against, you know, the real state and the condition of the world. And unfortunately, we don't want to hear the truth. But if you look at every, can somebody please mute your phone if you're not speaking? There's some feedback in the background. If you look at the Old Testament prophets, which one of them were preaching prosperity and peace and goodness? Look at all of them, really. I mean, there might have been increments and moments, but a lot of them were warning the children of Israel to turn back to God, and to he sent them because they were so far off track, so they needed to hear from him, and they needed a mouthpiece, a spokesperson, someone touchable and tangible that they could see, that was declaring and proclaiming, prophesying what thus saith the Lord. So he was always, those prophets were always warning God's people, and being in the forefront. And a lot of times they were disliked. They were, you know, a lot of them were, if you will, martyred, for you know, lack of a better term, the things they had to suffer and go through for righteousness' sake, because they decided to take a stand. And think about this. If we don't stand up and do and proclaim what he has called us to do, in our best efforts, we're still disobedient. We're still disobedient. Thank you, Catherine. Patrice, you had something to say.
Yes. Thank you for your declaration. And I just remember driving, and there was a moment where I opened my eyes, which let me know that I had closed them for a moment, and it scared me. And I was like, thank you, Jesus, because there was no accident. I didn't hit anyone. But I remember not remembering, which let me know that I closed my eyes for a moment.
Yeah.
And I needed to wake up. So I rolled the windows down, and I said a prayer, and I asked God to guide me home, because I was on my way home.
Sometimes we just need to pull over, you know, in the natural and in the spiritual. Pull over and get back to that fueling station, or that repair station, or that place of restoration, just like Elijah did. He was worn out. He had just finished, you know, calling down fire from heaven, and the prophets of Baal had been consumed. And then this woman Jezebel, after everything he had done, a woman threatened him, and he was like, that was the end. Now he had had enough. He was overwhelmed. He was depressed. He went and hid. He needed to rest. His soul was vexed. His soul was weary and tired. it couldn't have been just a woman's word saying this. Everything that we go through has a way of chipping away at our peace, has a way of chipping away at our ability to stand, has a way of trying to come and take us out. That's what it's designed to do. But when you look at it from a different viewpoint, with different glasses on, with different spiritual eyes, if you will, he said, in this life we'll have trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer because I have overcome the world. He's overcome them all. So we're going to be tried. We're going to be tested. We're going to have to go through some things, but we can find rest and safety in him. That's why he tells us the word is so important, to cast all of our cares upon him. We weren't designed and built for this. I remember Valerie did a declaration, you're built to last. We weren't designed or built to carry stress on our bodies, to not get proper rest. I know people, myself included, that sometimes get by on 3 and 4 hours of sleep. That's not good for our bodies. Does anybody function on 3 or 4 hours of sleep consistently? Anybody on the call? I know there's somebody.
I was going to say, Lisa, that your declaration should speak to everybody on the call, because when we don't have proper rest, we're really not good for anybody spiritually, mentally, and sometimes we need to. And I'm glad when our body sets us down, and I think Sister Pamela, told me, because I've known her for years, and I was the one, I tried to be everything. I would go from Egypt to L.A., and I'm not exaggerating, just to please people. And she told me, she said, you better slow down. And she said it because God has a way of slowing you down, and we don't have to be in everything. Sometimes even with pastors, stop trying to preach every funeral, every wedding, because you can't. And you're ineffective because, like you said, when you don't have enough rest, you're grouchy, you're mumbling, stumbling, and sometimes we need to. And I'm thankful that you overslept last Saturday. I wasn't glad that I got put on the spot, but I'm glad because you're on the freeway. You're on the road. Your commute ain't no joke, just like mine. So I'm thankful that God gave you rest and that you took it. So that goes for anybody else on here. If you're doing too much, slow down, get you some rest, and like you said, you may be sleeping on something that you need to wake up to. It could be your husband, your wife, your kids, your dog, your job, whatever it is. But get proper rest because you're ineffective for the kingdom, and I'm talking to me too, because now I get to my rest. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Love you.
Amen.
Good morning.
Thank you, and thank you for being that ram in the bush on Saturday. God always has something for the people, so what you had was necessary. Amen. And I sure did need some rest. Amen. Who was that was about to speak?
Misty. Good morning.
Hey, Misty. Good morning.
I really thank God for what you spoke on this morning. It had me just stop in my tracks because I have dreams and I have visions. I have these, I call them my early morning dances with my Savior. And I thank God for being able to respond a little quicker. That means I am more spiritually awake to what I hear him saying and what I hear him call me to do. A couple nights ago, I woke up with the remembrance of being at a place where I was waiting. And while I was standing there waiting, I went to board. And because I had stood there and watching whatever activities were going on around me, you mentioned also about being distracted. When I got ready to board, the man told me, it's no more room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so throughout yesterday, I'm looking. When I have those things, I kind of look around and listen to see how this correlates with my life. And I saw some things, and I'm really grateful that the past few weeks have been really intense for me. So it's like learning that the giants that are my figment of my imagination makeup are just those giants. I talked about it in that declaration. It's just a hungry cub. It's not really a bear. You know, the Red Sea is a puddle of water. I need to just keep walking and not be afraid. But that waiting and being awake is so appropriate for today. Thank you for the history that you gave along with it. Thank you so much for that word this morning, because I can feast on this. You know, it's not just something I can sip on and put to the side and get a feel good from. This, I love when God feeds me on something I can feast on, and I can feast on this and tie it again into what I heard a couple of days ago. Don't be waiting. Why? You got to do it right now. It's not a wait period anymore. We done did the watching and waiting. It's time to get for me to get some action and stay active, because it's so easy to slip back into unconscious states of being while you're walking with your eyes wide shut. You know, so thank you for that wake-up call. I heard it. I'm responding. I heard you. And it's some other people I need to just keep tapping on, because if I'm not awake, I can't be the light for my family. I can't do nothing for my community. And it's very important that I continue to be able to do the work that God placed in my hands to do. God bless you, sister. I love you. I love how he speaks through you every week. I look forward to hearing your voice. Have a blessed weekend. God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you, Missy.
Hi, this is Cassandra. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hold one second, Cassandra. So appreciative to you as well, Miss D, and all the wisdom that you bring and all the introspection, because, you know, a lot of stuff for a lot of Christians is just really surface. And until we go inward, not about anybody else, until we go inward and deal with the stuff on the inside of us, we can't be effective. That's a way of waking up. That's a way of finding out the gifts that God has given us and stirring them up, exercising them, using them for his glory. We're going to get some good out of it, but ultimately, it's for the edification and building up of the body. Every gift we've been given is to edify the body. It's not for us. We just fringe benefits of it. But it's for the body. It's for everybody else that we come in contact with, the body of Christ, to edify and encourage us to keep going, that we show up and that we're ready and that we're fully engaged, and that my word for this year, intentional about what we're doing. Thank you, Miss D. Love you, too. Hey, Cassandra.
Hey, Lisa. How you doing? Good morning.
Good. How are you?
I enjoyed your declaration this morning. You were talking about sleep and how sometimes we're lulled into situations.
Mm.
And I remember on one of the conversations somebody was talking about the homeless and how sometimes, you know, we give them things, you know,
mm-hmm.
when we see the need. But what you spoke about today kind of coupled those two things for me. And sometimes I think about what God says, that his thoughts are above our thoughts and his ways mm-hmm. are above our ways. And sometimes we may see things a certain way, but it's totally different from the way that we see it.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we project what our environment, you know, how we lived and how we're feeling onto the situation. But in the lulling and being a Christian with our eyes wide open, one of the things I've learned is one of my prayers is, God, allow me to see what you want me to see. Allow me to hear what you want me to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if I'm in a situation or in an experience and I may be speaking to somebody, instead of me projecting my life experiences, I want to be able to hear what God wants me to hear, to what God wants me to see. Just like the story when, you know, God was walking past the, it may not be exact, when God was walking past the fig tree or the tree, everybody walked past the tree, but Jesus saw the tree totally different. He saw that the tree was not doing what it was supposed to do in the season it was supposed to do it. So in reference to lulling, you know how you can have children, and all of a sudden your child comes in, they want to lay on you, or they want to, you know, they're doing something different, or they want an extra hug, and you might say, go away, or something, or go do this. But sometimes God wants us to be sensitive to certain situations, or you may see a homeless person, and because we do things out of habit where we say, oh, here's some money, let me give you some money, or here, you want some food, you want a food. But maybe, you know, when we look with God's eyes, maybe it may be like a female homeless person, or maybe God may speak to your spirit to say, well, I think this woman needs some feminine hygiene products or something, you know, something different. But just to be open to what God is speaking to our spirits, to give to an individual and to say to an individual, and I find that to be, you know, very important for God to have us to see certain things. And I remember once, one of my experiences was I was on a freeway and I was driving, and I was going real fast on the, not real fast, but I was going, you know, over 55 on the freeway.
Real fast, no.
And it seemed like cars just kept cutting me off, you know. And so normally if they cut you off, you want to go another lane or whatever. So I said, okay. I've learned that's okay. If God is slowing me down for whatever reason, he's slowing me down for a reason. And so I said, okay, so I decreased on the speed, and when I came up a little bit further, it was an incident, and it was a cop, you know, on the freeway. So I said, okay, God. So sometimes God just gives us subtle signs, and we're trying to go around what he's trying to show us.
Yeah.
But my prayer is, God, let me see what you want me to see. Let me be quick to listen and slow to speak, and let me see the way you want me to see it, because sometimes he shows us things, and it's right there, and we're missing it. So I say thank you for your lulling us to sleep, because sometimes things of the world lull us to sleep. And one more thing, it reminds me of a movie called Wag the Dog. And Wag the Dog is like a political statement. What it is that in government, they will create a situation to distract you from what you should be conscious of. And the devil does the same thing. Sometimes he'll create a distraction so you won't see what you should be conscious of.
Right, yes. And that's the trick of the enemy. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And while he's trying to destroy us, we know no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper, yet it's not stopping him from forming the weapons. It's not stopping him from still doing his job. He's very clear on what he has to do because he knows his time is short. So he's very intentional as well. But are we asleep? Are we missing it? Are we walking blindly kind of into oblivion, kind of unaware of the tricks of the enemy? He says, be not deceived. God has not mocked whatsoever. A man soweth, that shall he also reap. What are we putting out there where those things are coming back to us and we don't even realize it, and then we wonder why we're in the situation we're in because of the things we've sown, because of the things we've put out there, because of the places we've gone, because of the things we've said, because of the people we've come in contact with that stayed way too long, longer than they were supposed to, those things. So everything comes into play, but when we open up our eyes, that's why that prayer is that, you know, God would open up the eyes of our understanding and that he would open up our ears that we might hear. And that's out of the book of Revelation and somewhere else. Open up our ears that we might be able to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. He is talking to us. He's on the inside of us, living on the inside of us. One of his jobs is to lead and guide us into all truth. There's no way in the world that God the Father would give us a part of him and be in us and not try to tell us when danger's down the road or not try to warn us when we're being set up by the enemy. The thing is, so many times, because we've been lulled to sleep, we become desensitive or insensitive, if you will, to the Spirit's leading, his prompting, his voice. But I remind God all the time, God, you said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger I will not follow. They will not follow. We can't follow along with a strange voice. So hearing and knowing the voice of God. And then when we hear and know, then we have to respond appropriately. That's a part of seeing. Seeing with our spiritual eyes. Thank you, Cassandra, for sharing. Anybody else?
Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen. This is Brother Jeff, and
hey, Brother Jeff, what's up, Sarge?
I worked two jobs for many years, to the point where I was suffering from sleep deprivation. I would literally be sleeping, driving to and fro from one job to the next, and it was the most eerie experience. I say in the last couple of years, I did it for 10 years, and the last couple of years I was fighting to stay awake because I was getting home at 11:30 midnight. By the time we take a shower, get into bed, it's 12:30, and I was getting up at 5, going back to do it all over again. And I remember one day I was driving the shuttle van, and I went and I dropped all the other drivers off to pick the cars up, and I was on my way back to the yard, and I was at the red light. And within that short period of time, I fell asleep at the red light. Mm-hmm. And a car behind me blew the horn and woke me up. And I was so afraid because I couldn't stay awake. And
eventually I got fired because I took my break and I went and I sat in a vehicle and I passed out. I couldn't wake up. I slept for 2.5 hours straight. They allowed me to sleep. And it's what Sister Dee Dee shared was hit the nail right on the head. So I've lived that. And Minister Brian, he shared with me not long ago how that if I continue to rip and run to every brotherhood meeting, to every fellowship, that, you know, I was spiritually asleep because I wouldn't be able to receive and hear from God because I was doing too much. And that when I was working the way that I was working, my wife would tell me, baby, I need you. Wow. And I could not, I heard her, but I could not hear her. Mm-hmm. And it was actually, I wasn't even mad when they fired me because it was time. It really, it took me a whole year. It took me about 14 months to actually recuperate from physically having four and a half hours sleep for 10 years because I would count the minutes. I'm not joking. I would like, just let me get 4 hours sleep tonight. You know, so it's crucial. It is crucial that we pay attention to being awake spiritually and physically because it affects us in every area of our existence.
Thanks, Sarge, for sharing that. It's really, and thanks for being transparent. You know, a lot of people don't want to admit how they got fired from something, you know, or let go, if you will. But then you can turn around and bless God because you know it was necessary. And had you kept doing that, you know, for 4 hours of sleep and continued on that pattern, at some point our bodies are just going to hit up against a brick wall. But I like how you talked about fear. It's amazing when you don't get enough sleep and you don't get enough rest, you can be a little anxious. Or, God forbid, you've missed an appointment or missed something or you've showed up late, you know, too many times at work because you overslept. So this morning or yesterday I was like, okay, God, now I really don't need to oversleep in the morning. Thinking about, okay, I overslept last Saturday. I don't want to miss it this morning. And thank God I had a couple of texts and a phone call. Thank you, Bubbly. Just to remind me, you know, just to help me this morning. So if we don't get our sleep, we're not thinking about it. We think we're okay. But what are we missing? What are we missing? What are we missing? Physically and spiritually, in the natural and in the spiritual, when we don't get our proper rest, when we're not restored. In the natural, yes, we're irritable, we're grumpy. Fear can come about, anxiety and being anxious and just being tired and being mean and, you know, being impatient, those things. But what about, you know, spiritually, when we're not fed spiritually, when we're not communing with God, when we're not spending time with Him, when we're not praying outside the prayer call, when we're not, you know, thinking about God any other time earlier than other times in the morning? What are we missing out spiritually when He has necessary food for us, when we're not in His Word and trying to get an understanding? Because He said in everything that we get, we need to get that, the understanding. What are we missing out on as Christians? Are we able to function to our full capacity? That's something for us to think about individually. And not to condemn or beat ourselves up about it, but to challenge us to go deeper in God. We talk about going deeper and higher into another level, all that stuff for fleshly reward and gain. No. Going deeper to know Him. Going higher in the things He's called us into so that we don't miss our assignments, so that we're in purpose, on purpose. And, Jeff, I love how you said, you know, I have this little thing in my head. It's about a little quote that we're so busy doing that we miss the chance of being. So busy doing. Now, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with doing. Because I'm single and have been single for a really long time, I've done a lot of church work. and it's kept me out of a lot of trouble. Bless God. But so busy doing that we're missing being. I should have been done with school. Continuing what God has called me into. Somebody, who is that? Go ahead.
Ms. D, again, as you were speaking, I thought about my own self again and my busyness and activity that extends some days or months and weeks. You know, it's like continuously running. We talked about this a few days ago. That engine revved up to high like every day and not pulling over to be restored. You know, during those periods of time when I'm like that and I'm not rested, my old nature kicks in big time. And I act out. So I really have to work on learning how to be still, and that's where I'm at right now, learning some self-care, learning to practice self-care. Because I can go out and still conduct things. But see, I be thinking I'm running at optimum performance, but I'm really not. It's really shabby and half done, you know. Sometimes I need to hear myself when I'm saying that my spirit is saying you need rest, you need to slow down and be responsive. And those are things that I'm working on within my own life at this present time, at this day and age, because I'll keep going, you know, and really fool myself into believing, you know, I'm okay and I'm doing God's work, but I'm so far away from the Lord.
Yeah.
It takes right. a good night's sleep to wake up and realize I have strayed.
Amen. Been there, done that, doing that. So busy doing church work that you're like, okay, are you doing the work of the church, really? Are you really doing what you're called to do? Because we're not called to be everywhere at the same time and everything to everybody. Thanks, Dee Dee. We're not. We're not called into that. That was Jesus. We have assignments specifically carved out for us to fit in the body where we fit in. Everybody's not the head. Everybody's not an arm or a foot or a leg or a toe, but we fit jointly together. And if we would all do what we were called to do and work properly and function properly, the body would be functioning properly. Right now we're disjointed, you can tell. But that's okay. Because I believe God, he is yet aligning things and getting things in order because he's getting us ready for his return. Thank you, Ms. D, again. Anybody else that wants to share?
Hi, this is Trina.
Hi, Trina.
Thank you so much for your declaration. Many things has spoke to me. One was the vision and dreams, keeping a notebook by your bed while you're sleeping. That's what I do. Write it down. I put the date. Also, you said in Proverbs 6 through 9 through 11, you wake up, you slugger. That spoke to me. There's times that I sleep too long, and then I have so many projects that need to get done and have work to do for the Lord. So I just want to thank you again for the declaration.
Amen. And you, thank you for sharing that and being transparent. Sometimes when we sleep too long, it may not be that we're sluggers necessarily, but there may be some depression going on. A key sign of depression or some things that we don't want to face or deal with are often masked by our inability to get up necessarily and get going. We'd rather sleep and not attend to, you know, those things that are before us or challenging or not even deal with it. I'm not saying that's your case, but wanted to throw that out there for somebody that might be on the call hearing that. Thank you, Trina. Is there anyone else that wants to share?
Yes, Lisa. This is Claire. Good morning.
Hey, Claire.
Enjoyed you this
morning.
Hey, confident
Claire.
Hello. Good morning. I was going to say I enjoyed you this morning. I really did about sleeping because I know that the scripture says God will come in the twinkling of an eye and we may miss him. So we have to be careful. Spiritually, you know, because we may miss God if he comes because we're spiritually, you know, sleeping. But I was going to say that I was spiritually asleep just like before my husband got diagnosed. You know, sometimes you think you're in a place spiritually, you know, and you're not.
Yeah.
But once, you know, Prevost was diagnosed, you're talking about sleep. I believe I was spiritually asleep. And I've, you know, through all that, I've learned, you know, that, you know, to pray. So as I was spiritually asleep. God woke me up in that situation. You know, sometimes God allows things, you know, to happen in your life to you know, to kind of like give you a jolt or to wake you up to things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying? So it's
absolutely.
Like I was spiritually asleep at that time. But, you know, through the prayers and the help of Declare Victory, you know, I was able to step right in, you know, and intercede and pray for my husband. And, you know, just think if I was, you know, I continued to be spiritually dead, you know, or spiritually, you know, asleep, you know, what would have gone, you know, what would have happened? You know, I wouldn't have, you know, knew what to do in that situation or knew how to intercede or pray in that situation. And also, I've almost had a couple of accidents on my job driving those buses, you know, being, you know, tired and kind of like getting so much overtime, you know, how we want to get it all, you know, while we can, you know, and not really thinking, and God is and telling you, you know, it's time for you to, you know, slow down a little bit, you know. And there's plenty of times where I just kept driving and kept driving on my split shift. I would just go right through my split and try to drive and would fall asleep at a light, or I would fall asleep while I was driving the bus and kind of like veer and hit a curb or something with my passengers on. And God would wake me up, you know, and I thank him for that because it could have ended up tragically.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just thank God, you know, where I am in my life right now. And in some areas, you know, where right now that I may still be spiritually, you know, need to be spiritually woke. But, you know, I mean, day by day, you know, God is really blessing me to wake up in certain areas, you know, of my life. And I thank him for it. And, you know, I just ask that you guys just pray for us.
Amen. We continue to keep you guys lifted up. Thank you,
thank
Confident
you.
Claire, for sharing that. It's amazing how trouble will have a tendency to wake some of us up.
Amen.
Yeah, that trouble will do that. It's really incredible, you know, that God would even do that. He'll get our attention by any means necessary because he's not just going to leave us in our state where we are. And the beauty of God, he meets us right where we are. He wants us to get it. He does. He will always give us what we need when we need it. We just have to be alert and awake enough to receive instead of repeating the same thing over and over again. I'm like, God, help me to get it so I don't have to visit that again. And then guess what? When I get it, I'm moving on to the next thing. So everything won't be revealed and opened up to us at the same time. So don't worry, Claire. None of us get it all. If that's the case, why would we still be here? We're all
Amen.
Still a work in progress, and he is yet revealing and unfolding things to us as we have the capacity to receive and retain and grow thereby and then turn around and use that to help somebody else. Thank you for sharing. Anybody else got time for maybe a
question? Yeah. Yes, this is Brian. I'd like to take 1 minute if I can.
Yes, Brian.
First of all, I feel foolish, ashamed, and embarrassed, but first, I would like to ask everybody not to judge me nor my wife. I ask that everybody continue to pray for us, and I would like to ask everybody for an apology. I owe everyone an apology, especially my wife, again. And I ask everybody to continue to pray for us, and I thank you very much for praying for us.
Well, we just thank God for you just opening up your mouth. And even though you didn't say whatever it is, you know, there is no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. And the feelings of foolish, ashamed, and embarrassed, you got to take those and cast them away because the Lord Jesus Christ didn't come to give us that. He told us to confess our sins. Either we confess our faults one to another, but we absolutely have to confess to him, and that we've already repented. We just go before him, 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of all of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now you got to learn how to let it go and forgive yourself for whatever it is. It doesn't mean you make light of the situation. It means that we turn from that. That's the repenting, not to go back to whatever it is and do it again, especially when you know it's been devastating or it's hurt others. So the thing is, we now, that's why the sleeping giant has been awakened. We woke up something in us that now, okay, that's foolishness. Whatever it was, it's against God. Whatever it was, it's a distraction. It's a ploy. It's a trick of the enemy to get me off purpose and get me away from the destiny and the plan that God has for my life. So I will not be tricked by the enemy again. That's the resolve. That's how we wake up and say, uh-uh, not again. You got me there, but not again. That determination. Yeah, that determination. To God, I'm going to do it your way. It's not easy. It hurts. I get tired. But God, your way is best. Your way brings me life everlasting. And God is a way of restoring us back to the place of right fellowship with him. That's where we get it right first. He'll call everybody else to line up. And if they don't, that's on them because they're still working out their stuff. Be encouraged, Brother Brian. Be encouraged, I would say to you.
Amen. Thank you. I will.
Amen. Anybody else? Anybody else? Amen. Well, I just thank God for the opportunity to share. So many other questions I had, but it just went in a little different direction, but it was still all part of it. I want to caution you about receiving words of prophecy, that you try it to see if it's of God. There are many lives that have been changed and derailed and detoured based on a spoken word without going to God and getting confirmation. So when we hear a word, even in our own dreams, because we have our own desires, we have our own will, we have our own selfish intents, motives, ambitions, and what we think things should be, sometimes we can run with that, and it could be so far off the plan of God for our lives. But I guarantee you that if we follow the will and the plan of God, it is far better than anything we could ever dream, hope, or imagine for ourselves. Far better. Far better. So my prayer is that we would just wake up. I'm including myself in this, in some areas where I think Ms. D said it, where I think I'm okay and God has to show me, no, you think you got that? No, you don't have that together. We need to go back and revisit that. Thank you, God, for waking me up physically this morning and spiritually right now. I love you. Dion, you have anything? You still there?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool beans. Awesome, awesome, awesome discussion. Great prayers by everyone. Pray that everyone was blessed. If no one has anything else, I pray that you go and grow in love. Tim doesn't have anything to say to us this morning. So. love y'all. Y'all have a fabulous, fabulous day.
Amen.
Wake up,
oh,
everybody. No more sleeping in bed.
Yeah, wake up.
No, the rest of the world.
Hey,
sing
it, girl. The world has changed so very much. It used to be.
I'm going back to sleep now.
Me too.
Don't do it. Don't do it. It's a dream.